אלא שסכסך ונידיקו יאיש בהם, וסכסך מעט, כי דאמרנו גבי פגימס, סכם יסוכסכס, מרוח אחר של נפגמם בייס דודם לגמרי, ולהוכה כוסף איש, לחייבי בהנה דנפקרן הוסם, מי עשוד, לשמיינו מהנה דמסניס נומילסה, לחייבי דובר שנראו לו, כי אין הוכה, שאין איקר איש בכך. כי שודיס, בי אדוני העסיקו, מה שפירש הקונטרס, די שן אסיה מבי ואיש, תיסס, די חיפרחס מעל האיש, שכנדס לאחר בין רולו, בין שאין רולו, תימה בשן שאין אדס לאחר על רולו, וכושק, לאסכון שאין רולו בשן, דימוך לו דבר שאין רולו, להווה תולד די שן, אלא תולד די קרן, קיבן דין הנועל הזיק, והיא משכחת בשמיניין, נלף מאיש, די משחייף הבין רולו, ונראה, די שן, וכושר לאשכון שנראו לו בשם דמוך לדבר שנראו לו לאבס לו לשם על תול דקרם כמו נענו לזיקר והיא משכחת בשמיניה לרף מאיש לרף מאיש למשחייף הבן רו ונראה what does this mean והיא משכחת בשמיניה so because usually דמוך לדבר שנראו לו לאבס לו לשם על תול דקרם כמו נענו לזיקר והיא משכחת בשמיניה נילף מאיש די מסחייף אבן רו and if you can find it that is די מוח לדבר שנראו לו להב את הולדי שן אלא תולדי קר קידן דין הנועל הזיק so it has נועל הזיק ואם ישכחס בשמיניין that it has an oil as eiko, so then we should learn out meish di mischayef avdeinro. We should be mechayef avdeinro. But what's the pshat in teis? So Bishleim and teis says it first. Dile ashkhon sheniro vishen, because if the shen eats ksusim, eats paper, eats clothing, eats kelim, so he doesn't enjoy it. So mimeli it's not shen. And if so it's not hanol azeiko. And if it is, if it can be visualized that there should be hanol azeiko, but it's in rolo, it's mishune. So then we should learn out from meish that he should be chayif. He should be chayif. He should be chayif. Nil of meish the mischayif av bein ro. The question is, this is. So the first thing Teisves we understand, but the second statement Teisves is very strange. Suppose we do find that it is Hanoel Azeiko, but it's in Rolo. In other words, he has Hanoel, but it's still it is Mishune. So then we should learn out from Eish that it is chayev. What does it mean to learn how to if it's mishune, he couldn't be chayev the first time in Ezek Sholem. Only Chotzin Ezek. Only Chotzin Ezek. But when the Gemara says here, Uman Doma, Adra Bekeren Adife, Shekavnosi Lahazik, Afel Keren Amasye. What does the Gemara mean? Afel Keren Amasye, even Keren Tam, Chasvi Sholem. How could we say that Keren Amasye? But it means Keren Muet. Keren Muet. So Mele, so now it's according to Rav Pope, according to Rav Nebrit, Rav Yeshua, so if the Torah had mentioned Be'er V'chad Nenaye, we couldn't learn out Keren, period. Not only we couldn't learn out Keren Tam, we couldn't even learn out Keren Muet. Because Keren has a special kule. At the very outset, it doesn't pay Nezek Sholem. So Mele, that has to be explained, as Rishenim do explain it. Does it mean that according to Rav Pope, so Kerem is as usual, as Regal and as Shen and as Odom and Eish and Beir? But we still see that Keren pays only chotzin elik. All right, because the Torah Rachman el chosalo. All right, whatever the reason is. So the Torah had compassion on the Baal HaKeret not to pay until he becomes a muid in elik shalom. So, but Adam Azikah, how come the Torah did not have compassion upon the Baal HaBeir and upon the Baal HaEish and upon the Baal HaRegel and upon all of them? The Torah only had compassion upon the Baal HaKeret that until it becomes a muid should pay only have damages. So even if we say that some shvorim love the Hashem Kaimi, but he's not as negligent as Karen and Chen and Drago. So the question is, but isn't that in conflict with what Gemara says? Uman doma rada rabbi Karen adifish kavnos lahasik afel Karen avasi. So the Gemara says here, Karen adifish it's more negligent. The answer is when the Gemara says uman doma rada rabbi Karen adifish kavnos lahasik. That means Rav Pope, that some shvorim lav dechazkashim kaime. So on the contrary, so Karen is even more chamor. So what does the Gemara mean even more chamor? Karen muad is more chamor, but not Karen pam. How could you say that Karen pam is more chamor when the Gemara itself says Elmai yulchase kasvin rabbono yulchaseyen Karen lechalig min tamul meedes. But so without the special aloches of Karen, so then I wouldn't know the distinction between Tam and Muet. But when the Gemara says Adarab Karen Adif, that Karen is in Mochamu, it doesn't mean that Karen Tam is Mochamu. It means Karen Muet is Mochamu. But Karen Tam, he is the most that it's on par with Adam Aziki, but not Mochamu. But according to Ravuna Brit Rav Yeshua, if the Torah had not spelled out Karen, I couldn't deduce even Karen Muet. Because I could say, true, Beir and Eisha Chayev. Because at the very outset, it is Muet Mishlosam. Mashein Kain, Karen, since at the outset, he's not really negligent. So Mimele, even when he becomes a muad, he's still potter because he has an aspect of kule. So, but according to Rav Pope, so Adarabe. So what's Adarabe? He's more negligent. So, in other words, that Karen Tam is more negligent. That we couldn't say. That wouldn't be reasonable. Karen Muet would be more negligent. Mashinkin, I'll leave it Ravuna de Rav Yeshua. So then, even Karen Muet wouldn't be considered more negligent. There's the pshat in the Gemara. So Mumele, when Teisa says, V'koshel le'ashchon sh'niro b'shen, di mochle dova sh'niro lo, lehav etol b'shen, lo tol d'kern, kim deina noila zeiko, v'im shkachas b'shu minyen, the deiza noila zeiko, en b'tzitzei niro lo, so den, nirath meish de mischayet. How could we say that? That is not so. Let's see. Suppose, of course, if the Mishnah says in second period, the few testament days, Kiriset Hashem Moedes Lechel Esorolo, Habeimu Moedes Lechel Peres Virokis, Ochlo Ksus Ukelim, Mishalim Chatzenezik. So why? Because that's Mishune. So then it's not even an oil as Eka either. If a behemoth eats table, so or a vessel, a kele, leader end, does he enjoy it? He doesn't enjoy it. So Mimelet, but suppose a behemoth will eat something in an unusual way, but he'll enjoy it. Or what's that? The Gemara mentions that the third line from the end of the Amud,
והאמינו, אוכלו פסו בוסו, ויתפשיל, משלם חוץ נזק. מה להביא בהם אלוהי דחי, so it's not דרך of a chayo to eat pas. A chayo doesn't eat pas. Some male eat pizka, so the Gemara says, but it's mentioned bos also, not only pas. Ochlo bos also, misham chasnezi. Chayo bos aluchi, di moti. What is moti? The moti means tzliyesh. Okay, so you could say a chayo, it's natural for a chayo to eat raw boso, but to eat boiled boso is not, maybe he doesn't even enjoy it. I mean, maybe when a chayo eats cooked meat, boiled meat, doesn't even enjoy it. But then the Gemara says, bitavye. What is the bitavye? Tzvi, tavye is a deer, a tzvi. Tzvi in dark is a pasu boso. So you could also say, when a deer doesn't like meat, so he doesn't enjoy it here. But then there's the third part. V'boyeseime le'ilom b'behemo u'biktur. In other words, the pas means, but behemo, so it's ruche for a behemo to eat pas. When the behemo ate the pas from the table, shindaka b'kach, a behemo likes to eat pas on the floor, but for behemo to eat the pas from the table, that's insurance. Now, here certainly, when it since it's hanuel zeika, when a behemo eats pas, pas means seir and fitim, so it's natural thing. She has hanuel. I don't think that it's mistaba that the position of the behemo is so important that the behemo does not enjoy the seirim she eats if she eats it from the table. So we see that even when it's yesh hanoye vazeika, but if the hanoye is mishune, it's tilka. That we see from this gemara. So in other words, so it's not that if it's mishune like susu kelim, so then it's in anoel azeiko. Even when it is, there is anoel azeiko. When a behemo eats pas, but from the table, not from the cloth, not from the cow. I'm sure that she enjoys it. Why shouldn't she enjoy it? But it's still care. Why is it Karen? Because it's Mishune. So we see that Mishune is the earmark, is the criterion whereby we determine whether something is Karen or not. And even if it's Yeshna Anoye Lazoike, but if the Anoye is in the Mishune way, is not in the usual way, so it's Karen. So how does Tisa say here, because the Ashkel Shinro Bishan, the Mochel of a Shinro Lola have its tradition, Ella tell the Dekan, Kim Nealazik, that we understand, because if the Behime eats Ksusi Kelim, doesn't enjoy it, so it's in a Nealazik, Vimishkachas Bishaminian, that it should be Hanoel Azeiko, but still in Rolo. What does it mean in Rolo? Unusual. Mishune, Neilach Meish, the Mishayef Abbeinro. So then we should learn out from Meish, this Mechui. But that's not so. We don't learn out from Meish. The Gemara says that the Nebeinro eats pas from the table. From the table, since it's not the usual thing for Behemo to eat it. But of course the Behemo enjoys it just as much, but she did it in a way that is not usual. So in spite of the fact that it's ein rolo, so in spite of the fact that she's an oil azeiko, so it's still Karen. So how does Teisa say that we should, in such a case, we should learn out from Eish that he should be chayev in Ezek Sholem? But it's only chayev achatz in Ezek when a behemo eats pass from the table. So, yes?
No,
but Teisa says, Mirat Mi'esh in Yisrael. So that means that it, because if we can visualize the case of Eino Olo and Yesh HaNoela Zeiko, so then he should be Chayev in Ezek Sholem, because if we learn it out from Eish, so it only means in Ezek Sholem, not Chotzin Ezek. How can you learn out from Eish Chotzin Ezek?
What I'm saying is, it could be, if this is before the Torah writes Shem, so now we're learning up Shem for the other Mazikim, so that we would learn up Shem for the other Mazikim.
No, but here the Gemara is discussing if the Torah had
not written Shem.
Yeah, not written Shem.
Right, so we're learning of Shem for the other Mazikin.
Yeah.
So Shem would be, so we would say the Mazik of Shem is true, as long as it's not, I mean, you would be chayim.
And after the Torah mentioned.
But maybe this, so then, maybe after the Torah specific Mazikin is carried the Shem.
So then, even when it's Mishunah, 1 second, that's what I want to. I mean, it's not the way you are. I think you're going to say that after the Torah mentioned Shen, and Shen, what is the earmark of Shen? Anoel Azeiko. So whenever there is Anoel Azeiko, so it's Mechuyev Misat Shen, not Misat Karen, but he pays Chotzin Ezek. In other words, there is a Chetimtze, when something is Shen, and he pays Chotzin Ezek. There is no such a Chetimtze. Because the prices, the Gemara says there before that you test that when a behemo eats pass from the table, so he's chayv chotzen ezek. But you mean maybe he's chayv chotzen ezek, but it's a chen and it will be potter b'shus rabbi. The Gemara says before he's potter b'shus rabbi. He's chayv b'shus rabbi. He's chayv b'shus rabbi. So it's not mitzat shen. So it's mitzat keren. Chotzin ezek.
I'm saying maybe the
and that's after the Torah.
No, I didn't mean it should be shen. Taka means it's keren, but that's only the maskana when the Torah writes all the different masikim. So then the earmarks for different masikim maybe become different, and then keren is something that's mishona. Shen is not mishona.
Oh, that's what I mean. I think the pshat and teis is very simple. Teisves means the mishkachas bishuminyan. Let's say like the case where a behemah eats pas from the table, which yesh hanoel hazeiko, and suppose it's already mur to do that, then we can learn out. Because when the Gemara says, Adarabe, umandoma adarabe keren adif, shikavnos lazik, afil keren anasi, is keren adif, is more negligent. Could we say that keren tam is more negligent according to Rafopi? How could we say that? After all, the Torah had compassion upon the Bala Keren. So, with keren, the kavnos lazik, with the aloche, that stands for Rishon Kaim, but he's still not as negligent as the Adam Azikim. For Raya, by the Adam Azikim, the Torah didn't have Rachmanes, and by this Mazik, the Torah had Rachmanes. So why does the Gemara say Adife? The Adife means Muet, Keren Muet is Adife. But according to Ravuna, to Rav Yeshua, we couldn't learn out even Keren Muet if the Torah hadn't spelled out the parsha of Keren, that Keren tam pays chotzin ezek, and Keren muet pays nezek sholem, so then I would say, even Keren muet is potter of paying legamre. Is potter of paying legamre, according to Rav Unibred, I'm sure. But according to Rav Pope, if the Torah hadn't spelled out the parsha of Keren, then I would say, Keremuet pays a reaction, Adarabi is immortal. But I wouldn't say that Kerem Tam should pay a nezek shalom. I wouldn't even say that Kiyam Tam should pay chotz nezek. Because even though Stam Shvorim is b'chaskash, lav b'chaskashim mokayme, but all the Rishonim point out after Svov, but still, there is a difference. It's not as negligent as regular and Hashem, as Odom and Zeishan, as Be'er. But why does the Gemara say Adarabe Keren Adif is more negligent? He means Keren Muet would be more negligent, but not Keren Tam. So Mele, when Teisa says, because the Ashkan Shneol Bishen, the Mochel Bevo Shneol, or the Havet told the Shen, or told the Keren, Kim din alazla aziki v'mishkachas b'shumiyen so nelaf me'ish di mischayef even a libe de ravune peri de ravishua that in such a case where a behemoth eats pass from the table so he should be able to learn out from me'ish that a muet when it's a muet to eat pass from the table he should be chayef but not that when it's a tam, it should be chayiv. That is impossible. I'm sure that that's the kavon of Tosfos.
Still difficult. Why does Tosfos say kiven dein hanol hazeka?
No, because usually, if it's in the law, it's in amore. Ksusikelim. That's the classic example that the Mishnah mentions of in the law. In a row of Ksusikelim, that's the classic example. So there he doesn't have an oil altogether. When a behemoth eats the table, eats the lamp, so eats a watch, so it's in an oil azeik. But suppose a behemoth eats pass from the table, then it's yeshan oil. But even that is kara. But, so he couldn't learn out. We couldn't learn out that he should Fameish, how could we learn out Fameish? According to Ravuna Bered Ravishua, but the answer is according to Ravuna Bered Ravishua, so we would be able, I mean, he means not Kerantam, but he means even according to Ravuna Bered Ravishua, we should be able to learn out Keren Muet, and when the Gemara says Leman Doma Keren Adife Chapope, does it mean Keren Tam? As we show them, how could we say Keren Tam? It means Keren Muet. So when Teisve says it Neuaf Meish, he means a Muet of a Behemo who eats pass. A Behemo who eats pass. Who eats pass from the from the table. All right. So the nearer the Shem Amos
would
call
it, but
then he would be mechuyev, not b'tir Hashem, but he would be mechuyev. He would be mechuyev because of the yalfuse of Beir and Eish. We wouldn't, if we only had Beir and Eish, so then there wouldn't be the special Allah of Rishus Rabbi. But he would be chayef on the basis of the general mazik, yalfuse from Beir Meish. V'nira di shema mosi pargazine el meish lechude. Umir yishleima, but about the kashe against Rashi, how could we say, teima b'shem shenmeis lechal barolo, but that is not shen, that is keren? So, umir yishleima pirushakum tres, di shapir, פרחים הם פירחת לשייך בשן, תחי גב נפול בחיבו, גבי עבד ואיש אומר לאיש השכנין למילה. אך מה שפיר האיש בי יחייך, שאימו את לדעו שנראו לו, כי נראו גם קושה, חוד לו לפות הרודם, אבל מי סבור מזוקם, ואית אותו משום לפות הרודם, חושב ורואו, ועל ידי ישנם לפות אותם, ואית לו כמון גבחינה בשם מבייר, אם אצל רבי יודם מחייב על נסיקים מבייר, אין רואו בבייר, ומשכח אסלו יודם, so, אלו נראה דעודם נאמה חושב רואו לבייר, דירו לא מוזבהבלה, in other words, so, there's the machleki between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, of course it's Gzeiros HaKosuv, But the Gzeirosa Kosov is declaratory of Israel. According to this, it's the Gzeirosa Kosov. It's not declaratory of Israel. Aval kelim choshev lelikamon in rod lemasko lehavle ve'af al ka'api di kelim chadite mifke behavle kizom lesefpere kapor lekam mekomo kemish kelim shemiskalotem behavle. I think we'll leave it here because it's late. So we'll continue tomorrow with the tastes, and then we should go cover the Gemara up to Lishalim Tashlum Nezek. Machlokes Shmuel and Rabakim. What?
In other words,
it wouldn't be shame. It would be a general Mechayev. Of course it's a general Mechayev. Nilach Meish, so it's not shame, it's not Regal, it's not Odom. It's a general Mechayev of Shmuros and Lecho. It's a general
Mechayev.
That's right.
Yeah. Even Shen wouldn't have been Shen.
That's right. Of course, Shen wouldn't be Shen either.
It would just be
now that there is a parish of Shen, there's a Chir of Shen.
But otherwise,
be a general Mazik. So, but I said, Pesach doesn't mean Nilach Meish, that when a Behema eats pass from the table, Tamp should be learned out from Meish. But when a behemoth is moedes to eat pass from the table, the fourth time, then we should learn it out from Meish. Not the first time. First time, how could we learn it out from Meish?
Even though a regular Mishnah of Gemara said we couldn't learn it out from the Great River Shul. Even though a Karen, couldn't learn how to even Bishas that it's a
Moed. Even in the state of Moed.
Right.
But this right. Kind of mood, yes.
Why? Because
it's Yesh HaMeir HaZeikah.
So it's more masculine, so one regular
show. That's right. That's right. It's a Chiddush in these days, you saw.
Rashi here mentioned that in order to be Mechayiv in the case of Lasoi Licha Nero.
Yeah.
So, in other words, because that case is a case of Enoroi,
yeah.
So really it should be Potter.
Yeah.
But there's Xeris HaKasa to Mechoyev.
Yeah.
So what we see from Rashi here is that Enoroi in and of itself should be Potter. But there's a special case by Eish. Yeah. But otherwise Eish...
Because he's not negligent. He's not a Pesheya.
And in every other case of Eish, so right. we would have pattered him. And in every case of Enoroi by Eish, except for Lichvanero, we pattered him. So then why do we have Xeris HaKasu by Shwarvelo Adam, which is declaratory
of... It's a good question, but I'll tell you. I wanted to discuss it in the course of the discussion of the cases, because there are degrees in Enoroi. No, in a day may the inner role of all when an Odom falls into a bear and as to the inner role when a sheer bird when an age singes stone, that is more likely, you see, that an Odom should get killed in a bear you is unlikely. Why is it unlikely? Not that on a physical level it's unlikely. The physical level, it's very likely. It's more likely than even the fact that a bull should get killed in a bear yud, because a bull is stronger than a lot. But because of the Ashkocha protein element, so in many ways, it's unlikely. But Piderach HaTeva, it would be more likely, it would be very likely. But because of the Ashkocha element, the providential element, Mashenkin, when a fire sees a stone, that's on a physical level. Biderach HaTeva is on it. You see, for an Odom to get killed in a Beirut, Biderach HaTeva is more likely than for a bull to get killed. But because of Ashgacha Pratis, so it's not part of the Derech HaTeva. All right, the Ashgacha operates within the framework of
So by Adam we needed the Xeris HaKasa to declare that it's a case of Enoroi, because we might not have known that it was a case of Enoroi, like a case of Ish.
which is
quite to discuss it in the course of the day. Yes, yesterday. Dim Tema. The Heiche Ose Eish Mibeya Vechad Mimoch. Mar Mimoch Shechemin Kirachacha Murabe. Tema Beish Kirachacha Murabe. How could we learn out the Rabbi says, Kishon is there Vechad Minaye. So Asikul. They are on another mask. Let's say Beir and Shem, Beir and Rega, Beir and Olam. So we could learn out Eish. So please, Rashi is, how could we learn out Eish if the Torah mentioned Beir and Shem, Beir and Rega? We could say, because Beir and Malas HaRashol Sheben, Beir and Shem, because it's in Kirchachamurad. Mashiin kim ba'eish, so that it's Kirchachamurad. And Kirchachamurad is a kulab. It didn't in a very house a ish me beya bechad minoch. Malinoch shachim Kirchachamurad. Tima ba'eish di Kirchachamurad is a kulab. How do we know that Kirchachamurad is a kulab? Midipor yu samuch, gabe avoni sakinu masoi, Mali Beir Shachin in Karacha Murabe. The Mole Lasuye Maya, Salshovish Ben Lasuye Maya. Shabbai says, Lasuye, Avoni Sakine Masoe, Shinichon Berish Gagli, Gagli, Vinofu Berach Mitzuya Viziku. So the Mole says, Iba the master king, Hainish, my second woman is Racha, and I'm a king of the Racha. The apostle Naihe. So the most, that's what we learn out. Apostle Naihe. So, I'm a bear, so we learn that Kirin, we don't a bear. Mali bear, Shechinita, Hamurabe, so it's more homo. Tim of Hanish, Kahamurabe, so it's more cow. So we see that Kahamurabe. Is a kule. So, how could we learn out Eish from Beir and Shem, from Beir Berega? Because the Sarashove, Beir and Shem, is in Kirchacham Urabe. Mashiach in Eish is Kirchacham Urabe. Yesh Lema, the Beir Shenase Beloi Kirchachaya, Homo Meavoni Sakinei, Shaloi Zikab Alechoshon, Raposha Dinaich. Linasu Beir, Ella de Kiachach, Avo, Eishel, Homazin, Valdehose, Albikiachach, Homo Beir, Shane Hill, Homazi, Kelbin Kame. As this gives a very good text, he says, here the Gemara Davov is comparing or contrasting Eish with Beir. So the Gemara is comparing Eish with Beir. Davov, the Gemara is comparing a Beir, not Eish and Beir, but is comparing Eish and Beir, where the Beir was made for a Kohen. After all, the regular Beir means he digs a Beir or he deposits a stone in the street. So there is a direct Maise uncoupled with the cooperation of another agency. He digs the Beir. He puts the heaven in the street. But here he put out the heaven on top of the roof. And there, it didn't serve as a bear. Then the wind blew down on the street, on the ground, and then one was Niska. So the making of the bear was done through the cooperation of an external agency. In other words, he didn't make the bear by himself. There were two shutfim in the making of the bear. He and the wind. Some mele, when the Gemara said that this kind of bear, where the bear is made through the joint operation of himself and the wind, cannot be deduced from bear, the regular bear. Because in the regular bear, so he is the sole perpetrator of the bear. He digs the bear. He puts the heaven in the street. He didn't put the heaven in the street. He put the heaven on the roof. And then the wind, Rachmutzio, came and blew it down. So that two shutfim in the making of the bear. So the Gemara says, how can you learn out a bear where the making of the bear, there are two shutfim from a bear where the maker of the bear is himself.
Why is the one considered another shutfim? I mean, he normally uses a shovel to dig a bar, and I consider
that.
Normally, when he digs a bar, he uses a shovel or whatever he uses to dig a bar.
The shovel is an instrument in the hands. Let's say somebody fires a pistol against somebody. So you can say there is a shooter, the pistol, two hotsrim. I mean, he's the soul of the tzayach.
Here the Ruch would say also, that's his instrument. He wanted to get
this bar from
the top of the roof.
The wind acted not at the same time that he acted, you see. When one takes his shovel, so the effect of the shovel is simultaneous with his action. So the shovel is his instrument. Now let's say, suppose he takes a bet and he kills. So the bet is an instrument in the hands of the person. Mashiach in here, when he put the stone at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then at 10 o'clock the wind blew down. So when the wind blew down, the wind was not an instrument in the end. The wind acted independently. When one takes a shovel, so the shovel doesn't act independently. He acts as an instrument by the person in whose hand whose hand holds the shovel.
So the reason that Rukhutsu is not considered his own is because it comes at a different time.
That's right. It acts independently. When it's at the same time, if you could visualize the case at the same time, but they act independently, it would also be on sale. But in the case of digging the bear or the shovel, it doesn't act independently. He acts as an instrument. The shovel acts as an instrument in the hands of the digger. Mashiach came here when he put a stone on top of the roof at 9 o'clock. So his action was at 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, the wind blew down. A Ruach Mitzuya blew down. That is acted independently. So we have two shutfim. Each one acts separately. It's not one action, but two separate actions. Some melee, it's not as humble as the digging of the bear directly and exclusively by the person. Mashainkin here, when the Rav says, Kishodis bear v'chad minaye, asikule, if the Torah had mentioned the magic of bear, the magic of Shem, we could learn out, we could deduce the magic of age. So then, true, so there we could not say, Malay. Because when you compare bayah that was made directly, and it's but ultimately it's huzak, it's not even hizik by bayah. You dig a bayah, true. You dug the bayah directly, but you're dying. But that was not the cause of the hezek. The cause of the hezek was the fact that the behemoth or an odom tripped and he fell in or he tripped on a stone. So that was the Shemela there, the Beyer was not a Mazik, it's Huzak. It's the Nizek really came to the Mazik, not the Mazik to the Nizek. So Shemela, when so we could learn out Eish from Beyer that he was. We could learn out Eish from Beyer, and we couldn't say, "Oh, but Beyer is much more homo." True that there is an aspect of humra in the Beyer due to the fact that the Beyer is made directly, mashenkin by Eish. It is done. The hezek is done through the cooperation of the wind, but on the other hand, it's done with the cooperation of the wind, but it's hezek. There is an active hezek. So the fact that through the help of an active mazik, through the help of the wind, the hezek is done actively, more than counterbalances the kule. In hearing, in the kule, in hearing, in eish, that is klechacham orbe. Mashinkin here, where both are huzak, but one is huzak when the mazik was done exclusively by the person, and mashinkin the other one is a huzak, where the mazik is not even done exclusively by the person, but it's done by two shoot things. Some mele, we cannot learn out. This is what he says. In other words, you have to weigh one humre against the kure. וישלים הדיבור שנעשה בלי כך אחרי חום לא אבן הסעקים איש לא יציק ברוך עושם אלא בסן נייך ונעשה בלי על די כך אחר אבל איש אלא חומה זה בא לחוס על די כך אחר True that it has a cool aspect there is a כך אחר מובי but on the other hand it has a relatively bigger humor aspect because it's active Mashinkin Babeya does not have the cool aspect of being done with the Kriachachia. It was done exclusively by the Barabea. But at the same time, it has a big cool, because it's not inactive, it's only passive.
Stays
in
no
spot. Yeah, that's right. Shechikin acha amura bilchayev. So how can we say yesh techiach? But over there, by the yesh techiach, so it's active. So how can you say? We see that yesh is also chayev, in spite of the kiach amura. But there we see that it's chayev when it's hizik. How can you make it an analogy with the case of kiach amura when it's huzak? כל כמי סומך יש לך שכך מרבי, חייב אחר פרושי. אף אגב תכי חכה מרבי, הוא חשיב עלי כאילו בעצמי איסס הקהיר, וחייב משמחי צהוב, הוכנעמי אף אגב תכי חכה מרבי, חשוב עם כאילו בעצמי איסס הבאר הזה, בלוי כך אחר. So, there is a certain remarkable deal, I mean, it doesn't spell it out explicitly, but I think it's implicit in the thesis. There is a machlekes in the Gemara between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, whether Ishim Shemachitzov or Ishim Shemamei. We pass like Rabbi Yechon, but there is a machlekes. Rish Lakish Shiti is that Ishim Shemamei. It's mashma from this day says that Abayis Memre, that as a Shove Shabbat, is Marbe, Avon is Akine Maso Ishim Yechon Rish Gagi, Vinofu Burach Mitzuya Viziku. Will only be true according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Tishim Shemachitzov. However, if according to Rish Lakish, the Tishim Shemameine, then we couldn't deduce Avoni Sakinim Masri, Shemicham Berish Gagi, Vinofu Burach Mutsio, Viziku
from Beir and Eish. We couldn't. That's how it's much from Tesis. Because according to Rish Lakish, how could the Gemara say Eish Techiach? How could the Gemara say Eish Techiach? Because we see Eish is Chayef. But when we see that Eish is Chayef, so it's active. It's active. But here it's Huzak. Here it's Huzak. It's passive. So how can you deduce from the fact that the Torah is Mechayef for Eish when it's Kechachamul Abbey in the case of Hizik, when it's an active Hezek, that the same thing should be true when the bear is made to Kuach Acher, when the Hezek occurs in a passive way through Huzak. But Tesis emphasizes, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so we can say Ishtechiach, because true by Eish, so it's active, and by Avoni Sakine Masoi, Shinichem Bereshkage, Vinofu Buach Mitzuya Vizikul, so it's Huzak. But according to Rabbi Yechem, the Tishim Shemchitzov, so that means that if a person puts an oven on top of the roof, and then an hour later it falls with the Ruach Mitzior, and in the course of the motion of the fall, it is Mazik, so the Odom, and it's Mazik and Odom, so the Odom, the Gemara says, in second Perik, so comes Rabbi Yochanan, the Baal of Heaven, who left the heaven on the roof, is Chayev Daledvor. Chayev Daledvor, not only Nezek, he's Chayev, Tzar, Ripu, Sheves, Beishes, Machlekes, Rishenim, because Beishes requires Kavone, but he's Chayev, not only Nezek, he's Chayev, Tzar, Ripu, Sheves. But that requires Odom HaMazik. Oda Mazik means Biodai. Al the Gome is not an Amazik. Shiso Kalbi Shal Chavere Bechavere is Potter. He's not an Amazik. Oda Mazik means Biodai. The question is, how is it that where he puts an oven on top of the roof at 9 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock it falls down, and it breaks, and it breaks the arm of a person, so he has to pay down the door. But he didn't do it by Yodayim, so the answer is the Aloha of Ishim Shumchitzof is that the Keach Acher that is done by the wind is integrated with the action of the person who left the storm. In other words, whatever the wind does is integrated with Maisa Odom. Because in general, I mean, I think that the Chiddush HaRan Sanhedrin pointed out, whenever a person does something biyadai, there is always a kiyachach. There is always a kiyachach. And when you throw a stone from the top of the roof biyadai upon a person and you kill him, you are a retziach. But actually, there is a kiyachach also here involved. The law of gravity, there is a kiyachach. So this is how the Ben Yishon created the world, that when a person acts, so he integrates forces of nature with his action. Otherwise, he couldn't do anything. He couldn't do anything. Whatever you do, you integrate forces of nature with the Chiddush HaRan, says it in Sanhedrin. I mean, he doesn't use these lishenes, but that's what he means. So you integrate. So that's the aloha of Ishim Shemachitzah. You make a fire. You make a fire in your courtyard, and then an hour later it starts blowing. It's a Ruach Mitzuyo. But that Ruach Mitzuyo is likely to occur. But at the time you made a fire, it wasn't blowing, but just it started to blow very strong. So then, and it burns the Godish, and then it hurts someone in the Godish. So it's Mechuyev to pay Daled Vor. Why is Mechuyev to pay Tzar, Nezek, Ripu, Sheves? Why? Because it's considered as if he took a gachares and put it.
arm of the person equated with the putting of a burning coal on the floor of the courtyard, and then through the wind. So it blew and it fell on the arm of the person. I mean, it's same thing. The answer is so the halacha is that when you make an ish that is likely through an external force to flare up, then the act, the operation of the wind is integrated with his action, and it's attributed to him. It's not that we say it's not the wind who did it, he did it. But he didn't blow the coal, but he put the coal in such a state, in such a, under such circumstances, that it's likely to be blown. So it's considered that the action of the wind is his action. Some mele, the Gemara can say, Rabbi says, Eishtechiach, true, that there is a difference over there when Ish is chayef, so it's his, and over here it's still Huzak. But why is Ish chayef Mishim Chitzof? Why? It's not that he's chayef because of his special chiyuv of Momin HaMazik. He's chayef Mishim Chitzof, as if he had put the burning coal on the arm of the person, of the Narbal. Why? Because Ishim Shemachitzov, the mice of the wind of the Kiach Achea is attributed, is misyachis to the person. Because that's the way that the Ben Yishon created the world. That when a person acts, a person or a Balchai acts, so he integrates the forces of nature. The act by the force of nature, by the external agency, by the wind, is attributed to the person who put the gacheles in such a position that the wind will activate it. So mele, the activation of the wind is considered his act. So here too, Eishtachiyach, true you are asking, but this is any deime, to a bear that is dug directly by the person, exclusively by the person. Here, he didn't dig the bear. He left the bear, the heaven, on top of the roof, and there it wasn't mazik. Then the wind threw it down on the floor in the street. But since we say that Ishim Shemachitzov, that is to say that the act, the operation by the Keach Achea is integrated with his action, some mele, the operation by the Keach Achea in throwing down the stone that he left on the roof is integrated with his action, and is considered as if he put down at the very outset the stone on the street. Some mele is high. But, so that's why Tesis emphasizes, But that is only true al libid rabeichan, you can say it al libid rishlokish. So in Achan Amel, rishlokish will not be able to mention the kimte of Abaye. So I will explain the mishle of Sasar Shben, the other kimtes in Gemara. But the kimte by Abaye could only accord with rabeichan, not with rishlokish. In Amel, second time, Heinrich Porich, Male Eish, Shechen Kinach Amurav Bey. The day is Homo Yeser, Shal Dize, Heich Umazik Limerochik, Mashinkin Bavon Isa, Kinei Umasoi. So in other words, when the Gemara says Male Eish, Shechen Kinach Amurav Bey, Tisvis mentioned the Raya, that Kiachachamurabei is a Kule. So it says, no, Kiachachamurabei is not a Kule. Kiachachamurabei is according to the second Taras in Tisvis, Kiachachamurabei can be considered a Chumre. Because, why? Because, as the Chiddush Aran says in Sanhedrin, all the Maise Odom are done with the calculation of a Kiachach. Of a kechacha, some male it can be considered as a chumre. Mashein kein, the kechacha muref here of avonis akirim masoy shenichem beshgage, and then the wind blew it down on the street. So he say, malei shachin kechacha murebei. The day is homoyeisea, shall dize, hele homazik, lemirochik, mashinkim bavonisakini masoi. So then, when the Gemara says, malei shechein, so we say, beer techiach, so mal beer, shechein kechachamurad bey, so eish techiach vichozaradi. So that Eretz could apply even according to Rish Lakish, according to the first Loshon Abaye Sukkimte, can only accord with Rabbi Yochanan. But the second Eretz, according to the second Eretz in Teisves, it can Abaye Sukkimte can conform even according to Rish Lakish. V'im tema ve'icha osik kule meishu beya. In other words, the Gemara says that Kule Kishodis, Beir v'chad minay. So it means Beir and another mazik. It doesn't make any difference. Beir and Shem, Beir and Regel, Beir and Eishtu. So that means Rabbi is saying that if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Eish, we could learn out all the other mazikim. How could we learn out all other mazikim? Suppose the Torah had not mentioned Shen, and had not mentioned Rega, and but had only mentioned Beir and Eish. How could we learn out Shen and Rega? All right, Odom we could learn out, but how could we learn out Shem v'Regel? Beir and Eish have the common denominator, the Chumre, that Mais of Gomele. Mashinki, Shem v'Regel, you could not say Mais of Gomele. What's Mais of Gomele? Why? Because he bought a Sheya. And suppose he didn't buy a Sheya. I mean, and he bought, it doesn't mean a thing he bought. He didn't do anything. By Beir, so it's his Mais of digging the Beir that was the cause of the damage. By Eish, his maise of making a fire that caused the damage, or his maise of putting a stone on top of the roof, and then the Ruach Metzui, it falls down. So that was the sibe that caused the damage. But by Sheva Eish, his maise, why? Because he owns his hair. So what? He didn't do anything. So how could we learn out? So Beir is Mais of Gomelay, but Eish is not Mais of Gomelay, only Beir. Why isn't Eish Mais of Gomelay? The answer is because it's Kiachachamurabei, so it's not Mais. Alright, so even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says Ishim Shmechitzot, so there is a special Xeros HaKosuv, the Mais of the Kiachach, of the external agency, is integrated with Mais. There's a special Xeros HaKosuv, but it's not exclusively his Mais. So in Mele, Beir, it's exclusively his Mais.
is exclusive, except the bayah of Asara Shovish Ben, according to Abaye. But the regular bayah is exclusively his maisi. There was no issue to admit. Mashein Kineish is not maisi Bango, yes.
But it's considered his act, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
It's only legally it's considered his act, so it cannot be called Mais of Gomeli. Mais of Gomeli means not legally, but it means Bimtsias is Mais, exclusively Mais. Briefly, Mais of Gomeli means his exclusive Mais. Exclusive Mais, Bimtsias. Oy neifim nagag beruach shein mitzio dechayev kitiyomalei kamo misif perik sheini. Now this thesis has to be explained. Thesis is the kashe. The Rava says kishod is beir v'chad nai osikule beir on the emia adamazik. So that means beir on odom. You can learn out everything shem v'regel, and you can learn out eish everything. So the question is, how can you learn out from Be'er V'odom everything? How can you learn out from Be'er V'odom Eish? But Be'er V'odom is Mais of Gomeli. It's his exclusive action and act. And Eish is not Mais of Gomeli. Just Tesis just said. So how can you learn out? So Tesis gives, it's a very simple kashi, but the Teres is not so simple. In other words, if we could not learn out from Be'er and Odomeir, that we couldn't learn out, because then we have the Pirche Mali Be'er, the Odomeir, and a person who is alert and awake is Mais of Gomeli. But to learn out from Be'er and Odom Yosh. So the first kashi is Odom Yoshin is a separate mazik than Odomeir Leila. So he's chayav Beinei Odom Yoshin, but it's not a separate mazik. Is a separate posik to be mechayav Yoshin? Petzah tachas petzah. So we learn out that the Odomeir Leila, but he's the same mazik as Eila. So how is a chayach to say to learn out from, not from a category of mazik, but from an example of a mazik? When you learn out, you have to learn out from a certain chalishem mazik. There is no chalishem, there is no mazik of Yoshin separate. An independent mazik of Yoshin. There is no such thing. What is Yoshin? Yoshin is a bar mazik. But a bar mazik can be mazik in different ways. He can be mazik while he's fully awake, alert, and he can be mazik while he's asleep. But it's the same mazik. How the child have to say, learn out from one case? There is no such alfuse from one case. You have to learn out from the category, from the halishem, not from a simple case. So that has to be explained. That has to be explained. And then we also have to explain why monefshach. Let's say that there is a separate pasuk. Let's say there is a separate pasuk for Yoshin. Let's say there are two pasukim. One pasuk has reference to Nodom Eir, and the other pasuk has reference to Nodom Yoshin. But why is Yoshin less Mais of Gomeli than Eir? After all, a Yoshin is considered a living person. It's not that when a person is asleep, it's not considered as if he's alive. So it's also Mais of Gomeli. All right, in the case of Be'er, so all his action when he stretches out his feet, so he does it as a conscious being. And when
when a sleeping person stretches out the feet, he does it not as a conscious being, as a voluntary agent, but as an involuntary agent. So what difference does it make? He's as an involuntary agent, so involuntary agent, but it's still nice of Gomelay. An egg done by Yoshin is a Maisa Odom, is a living person. So why does this call Yoshin or Nefu Minagag Beruach Shein Mitzio a Maisa Gomelay? And then something strange. Only Nefu Minagag Beruach Shein Mitzio is a Maisa Gomelay. But Nefu Minagag Beruach Mitzio is considered Maisa Gomelay. Why is that? Why is that? That's very strange. What's the difference? What's the difference? So all these things have to be explained. Anyway, we see from this thesis, that there are two mechayvim be'odom. One mechayev is for the Maisa Ezek. Maisa Ezek. Some mele, Maisa, where the mechayev is for the Maisa Ezek, so it's Maisa Gomel. Maisa Gomel. Let's say, in the same way, let's say, so in other words, there are many psukim in the Torah. Kasharoso, the pasuk in the Torah, Kasharoso came losaloi. So that is a chiyuv tashlumin for the osa. Kasharoso came losaloi for the mice. So the same way, as let's say when a ritzeach kills a human being, so it's chayef mise for the maise ritzeach. So here, follow there is a chayef kasha also king osale for the maise chavale for the maise hezik make behima yishalmena. It's odom the hezik moment for the maise hezik be your day to the day, and then. The Gemara says, I think I discussed it before, Odom Shmiras Gufi Olof. So then the Mechayev is not for the Maisa Ezek, but for the negligence. The same Mechayev is when one has Isheya. So why is a Chayev? Because Leishmerenu. So by Odom Amazik, there is also a Mechayev of Leishmerenu. But Ligabi Beir and Cheir and Eish, the Mechayev of Lishmeranu means that he is Mechuyev to exercise Shmira over his Momei. The Gabi Odom, he is Mechuyev to exercise Shmira over his Guf. And then, I think we discussed it. The Gemara says, Kichadunye. So, the Avav of the Mamazik is Gufi. And what is the Torah of Adam Mazik Chechavinye? Will we say such a thing like Gabri Sicha? Of course, Gabri Sicha, it goes without saying that if a person kills with his Uf, his Chayav Mise, if he kills with his Keach, his Chayav Mise, suppose the Chechavinye has a very severe disease, and then by spilling upon another person he'll become infected with the disease and then he'll die from the disease. So it's also ritzayach if he'll do it b'kavon, if he'll just cough out his phlegm, he cough out his phlegm and upon the person or his spittle, he'll spit out his spittle upon a person. And let's say, suppose that the spittle has the germ of AIDS. So there's a question whether one can get AIDS by coming in touch with the spittle. Doctors, there is a disagreement, there is a machlokes. But suppose you could. So if a person who has AIDS will deliberately and intentionally speed out his spittle upon another person in order to kill him, he'll be chayv mises or itzeach. He'll be asoy and everything. So, would you say this is the av of kitzirche? And but kirche v'niyeh is the told of kitzirche. There's no such thing, mandachash mei. what different does it? Such I have to say after only. Meiser Ritzichem Yodayim. So Bigufe is a Meiser Ritzichem Yodayim. And Bikeyecha is Meiser Ritzichem Yodayim. Such I have to say after only. But here by Od Mamazik and by Chayvel, we have after only. So, but he's still saying Kayesibe. What is the Av? The Av is Gufe. And what is the Tove? Kirchabinie. That means Keyeche, not Gufe. Why? So, as far as the Machayef of the Maisa Ezek is concerned, it's not Shayach to say Av and Tove. But there is another Machayef of Odom Shmiras Gufi Olof. Of Odom Shmiras Gufi Olof. And I mentioned for Raye, we have a chiyuv of Odom Amazik, not only of Hizik, but even of Huzak. In other words, if a person walks in the street and all of a sudden he decides to stop, to stand, and then another person who is walking and he didn't know that this person who makes a sudden stop will bump into him. The person who bumped into him, he really was active, and the nizek was active, and the mazik was passive. So the law is that if the mazik was a pesheya, if he stopped when he was not supposed to stop, so then he's chayev. He's chayev mitzvah mazik, not misabeya. I mentioned there is a machlekes rishenim between Tesis and the Rosh. Suppose a person falls and he falls not for pshia, but a niskal that is not negligent, that is not grounded in negligence, but he was able to stand up and he didn't stand up. There was, let's say, two people, Reuven and Shimon hold hands and they walk together, and then Reuven trips over a stone. Mimele pulls Shimon also on the street. And if we say Niska, so if we say Niska Pishaya Sodigimore, Dachlamedal of the Hamdvei says, then Shimon is also Chayv Zodan Amazik, not only Misabeya. Nachmini is, if he's Mechuyim Sabeya, so for the Kelim is Potter, if he's Mechuyim Sadur HaMazik, he's Mechuyim for the Kelim. So the Gemara, the Flamed Aleph, in Golkame says, on Tavna Beis, that Kadorim, who are holding hands to each other, and then Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, a whole bunch, and then Reuven tripped, and the pull down on in the street on the karake, everybody. So if we say Nisko Pesheya, then it's Gemara Mefarashes. The Shimon Levi Yehuda Achayev Misadon Hamazik, and the Achayev even for the Kelim. But so if we say Nisko Lav Pesheya, so then his Chiyev consists in Hoyoloy Lamed Veloyomad. Then there is a machlekes between Tesis and the Rosh, whether the chiyuv by Shimon, which is based upon the fact that Hoyolil Amil Leomad, so that according to Tesis, it is a chiyuv of Odom Amazik, and according to the Rosh, it's a chiyuv of Beir. So the question is, why does the Rosh say, the Rosh, and they say, men Rishenim say, this is the Shita of the Riv, the Rambam, that's so poshut. The Rosh says, Meferes, only Sabeya. But in the case of the Balakiro and Balachovies, if the, let's say, the Balakiro stopped when he wasn't supposed to stop, and then the Balachovies bumped into him, then it's a Mishnah Mufareshes that's Mechuyev Misadodam Amazik, Yavorai is Chayev for Kelim too, but there he is also passive. So Talmid Rav Peres, I mentioned that Mishnah. Talmid Rav Peres gives the Teres, there's a difference. In the case of the Balakiro and Balachovies, so if the Balakiro is passive, had died all of a sudden, This has a couldn't occur, because if he dies, has to show him, so then he drops. So he couldn't be mazik the Balachovies by virtue of the fact that Balachovies bumped into him. Mashainkin, in the case where Shimon was pushed down to the karka, to the floor, and he was prostrated on the floor, even if Chasvi Sholem, he had died at that moment, so the same hezek could have occurred. So it's a hezek that doesn't require a living person. It could have occurred even if he had been dead. So mele, the roshiti is that he's only chayv misabeir, mele will not be chayv on killing. But in the case of Balkir and Balchov, yes, even though the Balkir is completely passive. What did he do? He just stopped. He was standing like a dummy. So, and then the Balchovies bumped into it. So, the Balchovies is the active one, and the Balkiro is a passive person. So, he's Chaim Sadono Mazik. Why? Would one be Chaim Mises or Itzeach in such a way? I don't think so. Probably not. At most, he could be Chaim Mises Bishamayim, as he called it. Even if he stopped when he wasn't supposed to stop, let's say he stops on 42nd Street, you know, on the, what is the busiest section? Where Michigan, here in Chicago. Where is the biggest? State Street, okay. So, if he stops, so suppose Reuven stops, and then Shimon, who is a weak person, he has a heart condition, bumps into him, and he dies on the spot. So could Reuven be Chayev Mise, even if he did it intentionally? Not. There is no Maaser Ritzir. At most could be only Gomer of Ritzir. But no Maaser Ritzir. And here is Chayev. Why? It's not because of the Maaser HaEzek, the Maaser, sorry, because of Odom Shmiras Gufi Olof. So Odom Shmiras Gufi Olof. So it's the same Chayev. The same Chayev is Sheir and Beir and Deish because of negligence. So by there the negligence is in regard to the Momain, and here the negligence is in regard to his own Guf. Shmiras Gufi Olof, but Kiche Viniyei, so Shmiras Keiche Olof, the same thing, Nadavki Gufi. And there, when it's based upon Leishmerano, so you have an Av, you have a Tolden. But when it's based upon the Maisa Ezek, so there is no Av, there is no Tolden, there is only Maisa Ezek. Apparently, this is the pshat in Teisus. So Teisus emphasizes od yoshin unif nagad beruach sheni mitzio. Mashein lafuke ruach mitzuyo. Ruach mitzuyo is considered mice of Gomorrah. Why is ruach? It's also Sholbi Kavone. The answer is there is a difference between ruach mitzuyo and a ruach sheini mitzuyo. Because by ruach mitzuyo, the halach is that if an odom is chivel an odom beruach mitzuyo, let's say he falls, he puts himself on the roof, he wants to take his son tent, and then the Ruach Mitzuyo starts blowing and drops him upon another person and he mutilates the other person. So the halacha is that the one who prostrated himself on the roof at 9 o'clock, then at 10 o'clock he fell down upon Shimon Beruach Mitzuyo and chivel him, so he has to pay Dalet Dvor, Nezek, Tzar, Ripu, Sheves, Beishes, not, because Beishes requires Kavon. But suppose he puts himself, he prostrates himself on the roof at 9 o'clock, and then an unexpected hurricane comes and blows him down, then he's chayav only Nezek, but not Dalet Dvor. So Rashi says, why not our dvorim? Let's see the Rashi. The Rashi. Now the Mishnah of Chavrova Medalev, the Mishnah of the Balev. All the Medalev. When Shein, the Mezi, the Neha, the Yoshi. Sinus and Chavrova, Shiva, Zakeim, Shalom, and Shalom. Kotome, Sinus and Chavrova, the Neha, Shiva, Zakeim. Maho, some Nezakein, Abba, Dvorin, Lei. Af Sinus and Chavrova, Nezakein, Abba, Dvorin, Lei. So Rashi says, Af Sinus and Chavrova, Bishayik, Nezakein, Abba, Dvorin, Lei. To the Mechaiva Abba Dvorim Alo Oy Meizid Oy Korov Le Meizid Dum Yedech Yeridun Anoshim Deosom Ksif Ripu Vishevis. So in order to be Chaiva Abba Dvorim, you have to be either a Meizid or a Korov Le Meizid. Ruach Mitzuyo Des a Korov Le Meizid. Ruach Sheina Mitzuyo is not Korov Le Meizid. So in Meile Nezek is
Korov Le Meizid means Pashia.
Pesheah, yeah, Pesheah, Pesheah, very negligent. So, but Ruach Sheinu Metzio is Shegik, that's not Shegik or Mezid. There is a difference between Shegik and Shegik or Mezid. So, Ligabi Al Dvorim is Chayev only Mezid or Korav Mezid. But Shegik Mamesh, not even Korav Mezid. So, then is Potter of Adol Dvorim, but Mezik is Chayev. Why? Because Ligabi Adal Dvorim, I think according to Rashi, I mean it's not according to Rashi, but I mean I'm saying it in this thesis, there might be another thesis that is not a shit like that. I think that according to Rashi, I'm saying it's not according to Rashi. Now there is a loche of Tashlumim Misadon Amazik by Uzak. Is there a field out wrong? I looked for it. I didn't find it, Moshe. I didn't find it explicitly. All right, Rias, you know. You can argue with Rias, you know. But I didn't. I looked for it in the B'Sheni Mishnah Kubetzes, the Chavoved, and the second period. It would be in Sheer Shenogach, Sheer Shenogach Sapo, in the Sugi of Sheer Bodum Shedoch Vodeya. I didn't find any B'Shenim who should mention that din explicitly. There is a chiv of Adam Mazik and Chayveil by Uzak. Balkir and Balchofis. Is there a chiv of Dalit Vorim also? Let's say Ruvain walks on State Street and then he decides to stop just like this, to read a newspaper. The newspaper stand, he stops, and then Shimon is running and he bumps into it. And he breaks his hand. So Ruvain is certainly chayev nezek. Will he be chayev dalit vor? Tzar, ripu, sheves, beishes? Of course not, because Achi is chav. I looked for that thing. I didn't find it. I looked for like a piece of Talmudis. I looked at it in Talmudis under the title Chayveil. I looked at Noda Amazik. I couldn't find it. I looked in Shin Kubetzes. It's not the first time I tried to find it. I didn't find it. Rayas I had, but Mifurash I didn't find. I think, according to Rashi, so even though there is a chiv of Nezek by Odma Mazik, by Huzak, but Dalit Vorim not. Because Dalit Vorim, the Mechayv Dalit Vorim, according to Rashi, is not a Yishmerenu. Yishmerenu is a Mechayev of only skimomen of Bey, Reish, so there is Shmiras Momeni Olof, and here is Shmiras Gufi Olof. So that is only Mechayev negligence, is only Mechayev of Nezek. Nezek. Mashein Kein in Dalet Dvorim, so the Lishmirenu is not Mechayev. But we have a parish of Dalet Dvorim, Ki Yerivun Anoshim. So that means the Maisa Ezek. So Maisa Ezek, to be Mechayev for the Maisa Ezek, has to be either Mezid Mamesh or Lechol HaPoches Shegi Korv Mezid. Shegi Korv Mezid. But Shegi Gomor is not Chayev for the Maisa Ezek. But Odom Hod Leilom, that's because of the Adam Mechayev, because of Odom Shmiras Gufi Olofu. So Mele, that's the Pshat in Tesis. This is the Pshat and Tesis here too. ויש למה דעוס מבי עבוד עם יושן או מיפה מהדג ברוח שאין המציאו but not רוח מציאו רוח מציאו is מייסם גמולי because there the מחייב is for the מייסך חולה for the מייסך הזה so what different does it make whether he's מסחבן or he's a פשיע גמו he's חייב for the מייסך הזה now בניח he's חייב מיסה פשיע קרוב מייסט not צ'ייליק but צ'ייליק קרוב מייסט So there is chayv mise. What is sheik al meizit? Let's say in a mutar sheik al meizit. He doesn't know that it's there is a nisa to kill. He doesn't know there is a nisa to gazel. He doesn't know there is a nisa to commit adultery. So he should have known. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So is a sheik al meizit, or the way if somebody, let's say. If somebody, let's say, Avimelech was really Chayev Misa Avimelech. All right. He did Tshuva Avimelech. He was a nice man, Avimelech. Avimelech was a wonderful person. He didn't have a but he, the Gemara Makis says, why was he Chayev Misa? Because he was Sheik all amazed, but he was innocent. He didn't know the soul is an Ishishish. Right. As a matter of fact, he was deceived too, you know. So the Gemara Makis says it's his fault because he only inquired about Ishtei. You have to ask him, you have to eat, you have to have the place of sleep. So some male that made him sheik of the mist because if he had been in a position to find out whether she's a married woman or not, and he tried to find out and then he was deceived. So then he would be anonymous. What should he do? But he only asked him, he didn't ask him about sleeping and eating. So the Ritvoy Marcus points out, what is that? Lindo da Acheretz. So he says, doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem that the Beneach is Chayev Mise if he has no da Acheretz? That's not. The Acheretz is not one of the Zionists in the Neach. So the Ritva explains it. In other words, because why was the Chayiv Mitzvah? Because he was Sheik of Meit. Why was he Sheik of Meit? He didn't know. And after all, Avraham Avinu, you could say it was Avraham Avinu's fault that he didn't know. Avraham Avinu should have told him. She's a married woman, she's my wife. So he's not a Sheik of Meit, he's a Manus. The answer is, if Avimelech had adopted the proper approach and when Avraham and Saul came to Plishtim, he would have called Avraham and said, he had a place where to stay, this and that, he's the woman that with you, that's your wife. So then Avraham Avinu, if he had acted like a human being at the very outset, so Avraham Avinu would have told him the whole truth. But he acted, you know, I didn't ask him about anything, and he only asked him about his wife, and Avraham Avinu saw what kind of a person he is, what his motivation is. So Avraham Avinu knows to save his life, so he didn't tell him the truth. So Mela Avimelech is negligent, is culpably negligent, he's a sheik al meizit, so he's not chayv mise for not following up the heads, but he's chayv mise for... he wasn't Chayv Mise, he was mischavin to do an Avira because he didn't touch her. He didn't touch her because in Hashemayim it was prevented. Because he was a nice man, so he's prevented. So I said it was a slip of the tongue. He was not Chayv Mise. He was about to become a Chayv Mise, but he was prevented. He was prevented from that. So in other words, because Sheik of Meizit, so Rashi emphasizes here the concept of Sheik of Meizit. In other words, the Gavid al Dvorim, it's not a question of Leish Marano. He's high for the Meizit. But if he's not Sheik of Meizit, so he has the Ptur of Onus. Mashenkin, if he's Sheik of Meizit, he doesn't have the Ptur. He doesn't have the Ptur of Onus. So there the Chayev is Mais of Gomorrah. So the David al-Dvorim, there is a it's not for Ishmael, but for the Mais. Mashink, and so that's why Tei says doesn't mention.
Teisves doesn't mention Nefim Nagag the Lach Mitzuyah, because Lach Mitzuyah Sheik Al Meirid is a Peshaya Gomo. Is a Peshaya Gomo. So Meir Batisis mentioned the Lach Sheina Mitzuyah. So there the Chayev is for Nezek, because of the Mered Leilam, Get Pekiyuv is grounded in the Lish Mereno. So Meir, it's not nice of Gomo. Yes.
What is, we say in the Gemara that you're not chayv bosh is ad shiskavim. But Rashi says that you're not chayv and dal dvarim until it's at least a mezid or shogi karv mezid. So that, so when we say that by bosh is not chayv ad shiskavim, it's mashma the other one.
Even the shogi karv mezid is not al bosh.
But it's mashma the other, the other of the dal dvarim are chayv.
That's right.
There was no kavana.
Even not kavana, as long as the shogi karv mezid is the pesheya. But Beishas is Potter, even if Peshaya Goma, even Sheikh of Mezid. But Mezid Mamish. Mezid.
I mean, if it was Mezid Mela, he was Miskaven. What's the case where he wasn't Miskaven and it wasn't?
No, I'll say, Miskaven Lahazik Afal Pishal Miskan Levaish. In other words, he doesn't have to have Kavonet to be Levaish. As long as he's Miskaven Lahazik, even though he's not Miskaven Levaish, So he's still chayiv. He's still chayiv. In other words, suppose he let's say he spits on a person and he's mischavein that the spittle should fall on his leg, not on his mouth or on his head, on his eyes. And there is a greater basis when it falls on the eyes than when it falls on his legs. So then he's higher for the beishes and the eyes, because he's, even though he was not mischaving to the beishes, but as long as he was mischaving to do a maizahes, but he has to be mischaving mamash. Pishia gomol, even the ruach mitzio, he's potter of beishes.
To certainly, the Chofov is only talking about things that you wouldn't be impotent because it's an illness, and terrorists mash one yichayim afal pikin.
Yeah, that's
so. Those things is a Torah.
That's right. Yeah, that's
she was being wasted in saying that even things that you'd be chayim not al sinus, yeah, like yeah. The case of Uzzah.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Vim tenam beer v'regel, hei chosem ale beer v'regel, shachin yezeki motzu, v'kamen chashvinim beer yezeki motzu, v'yishleim adein beer yezeki motzu, tfein ma'achirim, v'likomu l'kamen hochel, l'haske chum l'achas, sheshore v'beer v'kis l'vila. Now, we cannot go on, it's late already, I started late, all right? So, but, what I am saying is not according to all the shame. I'm saying it in this day's verse, and I'm saying it in Rashi. But I'm not saying it in all the shame. Now, I'm not going over the taste verse, but just briefly, this taste verse, La Suya Biram is Galgil now, Satir Bukhalas from Kosap, Ibadit Kolasl, will next Sunday we'll go over it in detail. Bukhalas from Kosov, Ibadit Kolasl, Kamaski Kehu, Upirisha Kuntres Ligorasli, Vitaimish Nambrin Likamba Niach in Darkon Shabnodem, is Benim Mitrochim, Ubalata Kolin Name in Chaiv Mitamoga Mazik, Elmish Mikoshev Kiroach Mitsuya Vavishi, Venimir Kibishokach, the Linian Kidesh Rech Kokar Bechizek, Shiatis. So we are sick of the Akhil's Benin Shapir. Loch a poor Kirch of Israel and Galgo Hakir, the Labour of the Call, the Afro Gavi Gavi Kelev Shinot Lahore, Vorach the Godi, Shupor Big More, the Hai Barak Halas, Nami Shubar the Call, Haim Shubi Kelev Lab Badeo, Avoche, Hami Galgo Badeo, Teda, the Midli Keish, Ubrahe, the Sor of Talis Havire, Uhofa Beer, Ubrahe, the Dochav Shehavir, Liseche, in svore she Yisrael balabeiroi balayish v'am galgel brago behimo im hizik b'ade de azle Yisrael v'shneem balabeimo u'balatakore v'hod amrino likamon v'rekaporo sheya v'odom shedoch v'li beir l'mizok inkun chayovin dimash ma'afil balabeir tzorech lima dimayre odom b'loi kavone d'chiv n'deim b'kavone klal chayev balabeir k'mi odom v'hod amrino liendale dvorim Ud mevlodes, odom chayev, haydal dvorim ein nezek tzar veripu v'sheves, avo beishis in chayvash yischad. There is a tesis in Shir Shenogach, haporot af mingimul that is chelik on this tesis. But in this tesis, it says the chair of the Odom Shadokhli Beya, when he's talking Kulan Chayovim, so the Balabeya is also Chayev. And we don't say that the Odom Patas the Balabeya. So there it is referenced to the case where the Odom was Bloy Kavani. The hidden Dein be Kavani Klau Chayev Balabeya Kmi Odom. So then Teisa says, V'hod Amruni in Dalet Dvorim Od Neiv Lodes Odom Chayev Hay Dalet Dvorim Ay Nezek Tzavah Givri Shemes. If Teisus didn't say that, because Teisus in Shershon Nogach says before is the opposite, that Li in Dalet Dvorim Deya means Li in Dalet Dvorim Deya means Ne Tzahri Pusheves Abaisis, because Nezek it's already mentioned in Zokim Kulun Chayov. Why again Dalet Dvorim? So, but then the kashi is, how can Chayev Beishes, there is no kavanah. So Teisva says, the Gemara is reference to the case where he did Shaloi B'kavanah, but then after he pushed him Shaloi B'kavanah, he's in a position to prevent it, you know. He's in a position to pick him up, to save him, not himself. But the other whom he pushed unintentionally. So Mele, and he didn't. So since he was able to prevent the fall, and he didn't, he's considered Nischav, Nischav Beishes. But it is reference to the case where it's a loybi kavani. But Teisra says, but it has reference to the case where there was an element of kavani because he could have saved it. But Teisra here says, so Chlim Adimaira Odom Beloi Kavani. So Mimele, if it's Bloi Kavone, so the question is, why is the Chayev Dalet Dvorim? If Bloi Kavone Klau is only Chayev Nezek and Dias, it says, Linyar Dvorim Chayev. So apparently, when Teisus says, so Chlim Admair Odom, Bloi Kavone, so it means, Bloi Kavone Mamesh, but he was like Ruach Mitzuyah. Because if it's Ruach Sheinu Mitzio, there is no Chiva Dalet Dvorim. That's the Gemara of Chav Zayin, at the end of the second Perek, that if somebody thrusts himself on the roof, and then he falls down by Ruach Mitzio, so it's Chiva Dalet Dvorim. But if he prostrates himself on the roof, and he falls down by Ruach Sheinu Mitzio, he's only Chayev Nezek. So, in other words, so in order to be mechuyev Dalet Dvorim, he has to be Pishia Gomo, Ruach Mitzio. But Ruach Shein Mitzio, well, he's not a Pishia Gomo, so then he's not Chayev. So that means that even in the case where he's not Nischavin Mamesh, because Shein Adam Shetoch Lubeya,